This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've come to speak to you about a season of unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities. Somebody say unlimited possibilities. I've come to declare upon this house that nothing shall limit you. Nothing shall limit you. Nothing shall limit you in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine a life without any limits? Can you imagine a life whereby you are able to do everything that you desire to do? Can you imagine a life that the Holy Spirit is totally in control and He gives you all the desires of your heart? Oh, can you imagine that you have no limits, absolutely no limits? I've come to tell you that this season, the impossible will be possible for you. The difficult will be simple for you. Nothing will limit you in the name of Jesus. If I were to tell you that your God is limitless, nobody will argue with me. If I were to tell you that Jesus is limitless, you will not argue with me. But if I were to tell you that you are limitless, some of you will think, Pastor, who are you talking about? But I've come to tell you, because you are the son and the daughter of your father. If your father is limitless, then you are limitless. In the name of Jesus, nothing shall limit you. No demon in hell can limit you. No principality can limit you. You are going somewhere. Oh, can I get an amen from somewhere? You are going somewhere. You are going somewhere. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You see, when we have that season, and the season is still continuing, because not too long ago before I left, another couple came to the church and said, "Our pastor, it has happened again." And I said, "Well, let it continue to happen. We are able to carry it." You see, there was something about Mary. When the angel appeared to Mary, and the angel told Mary that you are going to have a baby. You are going to have a baby. It was difficult for Mary to comprehend what was being said. How can I have a baby when I don't even know a man? I know the natural way of having babies. Somehow, some way, somebody had told me the natural ways of doing things. But when the angels showed up to discuss something supernatural. Somebody say supernatural. Something supernatural. And the angel said, "Listen, let me help you so that you will be able to understand what I'm saying." The angel started to share the testimony of another person. Started to share the testimony of Elizabeth. Elizabeth that had been called barren now has a baby and now is pregnant, expecting a baby. And what does a testimony do? It builds up your own faith. So the essence of me sharing all of this with you is not just to tell you that God is doing something alone in Glory House of Prayer, because I know so God is also doing some things in this place. But I've shared those testimonies with you so that your faith is built up to receive this morning in the name of Jesus. Is there somebody in the house that is ready to receive this morning in the name of Jesus? And we see in Luke chapter 1 verse 36 to 38. And did you know, this is the angel, I'm reading the Message translation now. And the angel said, "Did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son as old as she is? So your case is not beyond expectation. God is able to do it for you. Everyone called her barren. They might have called you barren, but this is a season that the babies are coming." And the Bible said that she's 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. And this is what Mary said. Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now." Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you have said. Then the angel left. If you cannot see it, you cannot become it. If you cannot see it, you cannot become it. If you can see it, you will become it. Joshua had to see the wall fall before the wall actually fell. You have to see it. You have to see it. And I need you to begin to see some things even as I'm speaking. I need you to begin to see your healing. I need you to begin to see your deliverance. I need you to begin to see your prosperity. I need you to begin to see your promotion. I need you to begin to see that you are going forward. You are going somewhere. You are going forward. You are going somewhere. You are going forward. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We read in Mark, he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Mark 16:17 also says, and these signs will follow those who believe. These signs will follow those who believe. John 6:28-29, and they said to him, what shall we do that we may walk the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in whom he sent. You see, the common thing in all these three scriptures that we just read is believe. Are there believers in the house? 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 Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. And if you conceive it, you will deliver it. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. And if you can conceive it, you will deliver it. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. And if you can conceive it, you will deliver it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When you think in pictures. You don't think in words. If I were to say a dog. Right now, each and every one of us have a picture of a dog in our minds. The dogs may be different from each other. But I can begin to change your mind by saying a black dog. And the picture changes to a black dog. And I can say a big black dog. And then the picture changes to a big black dog. Your thinking is in pictures. Now, when you think in pictures, and then you read the promise of God, and you meditate upon the promise of God to the point that it becomes a picture in your mind. Are you with me so far? You meditate upon the promise of God to the point that it becomes a picture in your mind. You meditate upon the promise of God to the point that it becomes a picture in your mind. That's the place of conception. That's the place of conception. And if you don't conceive, you cannot deliver. If you don't conceive, you cannot deliver. If you don't conceive, you cannot deliver. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't conceive, you cannot deliver. In the name of Jesus. So you need to stay in that place of meditation to the point that you begin to form an image. An image in your mind. And that's where we get the word imagination. Let your imagination work for you, not against you. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Your destiny is tied to your thinking. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Even right now, what are you thinking about? Your destiny is tied to your thinking. Because as you are thinking, it affects your actions. And your actions will determine your character. Your character will eventually lead to your destiny. Your thinking. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? And God said to us in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He said, you will meditate in it day
and night. You will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So that's the recipe. You want to have good success? You want to be prosperous? He said, these three things you will do. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth, meaning that you speak it all the time. Irrespective of the circumstances, you are speaking the word. You are speaking the word. You are speaking the promises of God. No matter what is going on, you are speaking the word of God. And then you meditate on that word day and night. How do you meditate? Each and every one of us will meditate, whether you want to know it or not. You're already meditating on something. But let that meditation work for you and not work against you. When you are thinking of evil tidings, then it means you are allowing your imagination to work against you. Think of good things. God gave us a list of things and he said, think on these things. He said, think on these things. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, and you will meditate in it day and night. To meditate means to think about it. You think about it. You ponder it. You mull it over, over and over and over and over until you get that picture in your mind, until you receive that image in your mind, in the name of Jesus. Joshua had to be able to see, to be able to enter into Jericho. A promise had been made, but he had to see the wall come down before the wall actually came down. What do you see for this year, 2014? What do you see? Do you see the same problems from last year? Or do you see yourself going forward? Do you see new things happening in your life? God said in Joshua 6:2, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its kings and the mighty men of valor. But the first word they said to him was, see. So what do you see? See, I have given you. But Lord, you gave me Jericho. But there is this big wall still standing between me and Jericho. But he said, see, I have already given it to you. See, I have already given it to you. What are the challenges that you are going through this morning? See that you already have it. Somebody say, I already have it. 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 Let me make a very simple distinction for you. I'm not praying that you will get it. I'm not praying that it is going to happen in the future. I am saying that I already have it. I already have it. I already have it. I already have it. I don't know what you are believing God for this morning, but somebody ought to say, I already have it. Somebody ought to say, I already have it. 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 I have it. I have it. I have it. In the name of Jesus, somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. God made a very clear promise to Abraham. Abraham was very sure about the promise of God. God said, go into this land. Go into this land. Go into this land, and I will make you a father of nations. You will be blessed. You will be a blessing even unto nations. And here he is. He's in the land. He's doing what God told him to do. He went there because God said. And now he got there. He said, where is the child that I'm going to become a father of nations? At least a father will start with one child. Lord, where is that one child that I will be able to build a nation from this one child? And even though the promise was clear, Abraham was in another nation, in another man's land. Abraham had to see it. Abraham had to see it. And this is what God did. God said, Abraham, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out. Come, let me show you something. Come, let me show you something. And God said, lift your eyes now and look. Look west, look east. Look north, look south. All the land that you see, I have given to you. All the land that you see, I have given to you. Now, let's just do a little bit of geography. We know the land of Israel right now. Is it possible for a man to stand in one place and be able to see the whole land of Israel? No! So what was God doing with Abraham? He was telling Abraham to see with the eyes, with the inner eye, the eyes of the mind, to see with his imagination, form an image in you, form an image on your mind, build an image and begin to look at that image. Somebody told a story. He said there was this young lady. She was believing God for a spouse. And she had a teaching like this. And as a result of the teaching, she went and bought a picture frame and put the picture frame by her nightstand. And somebody saw the picture frame and said, well, this is a very nice picture frame, but it's empty. Why do you have an empty picture frame? She said, you think it is empty, but that's where the picture of my husband and I will be. Amen. This is where the picture of my husband and I will be. Because she believed she already had it. She was able to see it. And what that did was that it reminded her each and every time she saw that picture frame, it brought that image back to her. And God had to tell Abraham to look and see. Open your eyes and see. Look around. Look north, south, east, west. And everything you see, everything you see, the whole land spread out before you, I will give to you and your children, and I will make your descendants like dust. What do you see this morning? My challenge is that you begin to see great things. You serve a great God. You serve a great God. You serve a good God. You serve a good God. You serve a good God. Begin to see some things. Begin to see promotion. It doesn't depend on your qualifications. I want you to be qualified. I like you to be well read. But I'm talking about supernatural promotion, because promotion comes from God. Oh, can I get an amen from somebody? God put a mental picture of the land in the mind of Abraham. And he wanted Abraham to continue to meditate upon that picture. And you need to meditate upon the picture that God is placing on your mind today. Whatsoever you are believing God for, you begin to meditate upon it. You think in pictures, and pictures are images. And when you meditate upon the promise of God, you see the word become alive in you. And that's what they call rhema. The word becomes rhema. It is not just something you read. It is not just something pastor told me, but this is something that I know for myself. So when it becomes rhema, even when somebody is saying something contrary, you know, God told me. I'm not asking your opinion. I thank you that you are very wise, but I've spoken to somebody who is the wisest, and he told me, he said, I am going somewhere. I don't know about you, but he said, I'm going somewhere. He said, no one can hold my destiny. He said, I'm going to fulfill my destiny. No demon in hell can stand against me, because I am destined for greatness, and I am going to get there. I am going to get there. I am going somewhere. I am going somewhere. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. In that place of meditation, that's when you conceive. That's when you become pregnant. Allow me to speak to some matured audience in this place. For you to become pregnant, it is done in privacy. Intimate place. A place of intimacy where it is just you and God. A place not so. I thank God for church. I thank God for the assembly of saints. But even in the assembly, you are so much lost in the presence of God, to the point of intimacy and bringing about conception. Except for Mary, if you don't conceive, you cannot deliver. But you got to believe it to conceive it. You got to believe it to conceive it. And when you believe it, you will conceive it. And when you conceive it, you will deliver it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You conceive in the place of meditation. And conception takes place in that intimate place with God. Even while you are going to work, even while you are driving in your car, you have that picture of the good things that are about to happen to you. You have the picture of where you are going. Don't think of where you don't want to go. Think of where you want to go. Think of the results that you want. Don't think or speak results that you don't want. Fulfill your mind with the things that God has already said concerning you. And He can only say good things. Somebody say good things. He can only say good things. In another verse in the Bible said that God took Abraham outside and told him to look towards heaven and count the stars. And He says, if you are able to number them, so shall your descendants be. And the Bible said, Genesis 5:6, and he believed God and he accounted it to him for righteousness. He believed God. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in the sight of my God. Oh my God, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and I pray. I accept them when I place them on the morning altar. Oh God, my altar, my rock, my God, a priest of my altar. To meditate upon the promises of God. Listen, I don't know if you have observed a cow. When you look at a cow, if the cow is standing, it is eating. If it is sitting down, it is eating. The only time that you don't see the cow doing anything is maybe when they're sleeping. But each and every time they're chewing something. That is what is called, a cow is chewing the cud. They're chewing the cud over and over and over again. They're eating. They already swallowed it, but it comes back. And then they still process it. They're eating it. They're chewing on it. They're chewing on it. They're chewing on it. I hope somebody's coming along with me. They're chewing on it. They're chewing on it. They're chewing on it. What are you supposed to be chewing on? You're supposed to be chewing on the Word of God. You're supposed to be chewing on the promises of God. You are chewing on the promises so much that you don't see what the devil is doing. Because what the devil is doing cannot affect you because you are already in Christ. For the devil to get to you has to go through Christ and get to Christ. And Christ is in God. So you are hid in Christ. Christ is in God. So he has to go through so many challenges to be able to get to you. So forget what the enemy is doing and begin to think of what God is doing. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, there is godly imagination and there is ungodly imagination. But let me tell you how imagination is so powerful. Even when it is ungodly, can I talk to you? Even when it is ungodly, imagination is still powerful. You remember those that gathered together? They gathered together and they started building this tower. They started building the tower. They're building the tower. They're building the tower. They're building the tower. And they got to some point. God looked at the tower and said, look at what these people are doing. Genesis 11:6. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people. They have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they have imagined they can do will be impossible for them. That was an ungodly thing. And God said, nothing that you have imagined will become impossible for you. So, like children of God, so let's turn this around and begin to use godly imagination. Let's turn it around and begin to use godly imagination, because every imagination that is of God, he said, it shall not be impossible for you. It shall not be impossible. Nothing that you have imagined will be withheld from you. Nothing will be impossible for you if only you can see it. Somebody say, I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see it now. How do you see yourself? When the door is locked and you are all by yourself and you look in the mirror, what do you see? Who do you see? Do you see that child of God? Do you see that child of the King? Do you see the child of the Lord of Lords? Do you see the child of the King of Kings? Do you see yourself the way that God sees you? I had a story being told. A lion's baby was born, and the baby somehow got mixed up with sheep. And here, this baby is with the sheep, and every time the sheep go around, the baby lion goes with the sheep, identifies with the sheep. They just do everything together. They accepted this baby lion as one of them. And when they will go to the water to drink, and as they are drinking, lions will show up, and then the sheep will run. And when the sheep is run, this baby lion too will do what? Will run with them. So each and every time that will happen when they are drinking, then they will run. Everybody will run. The baby lion will run too. Then one day, the baby lion was drinking. And then he looked into the river and saw the picture of himself. He said, wow, I look like those ones that are chasing us. Saw himself for who he really was. Saw himself. So the next time when the lion showed up, when all the sheep ran in this direction, guess what? He ran in the direction of the lions, and the lions welcomed him because now he's able to see himself the way that he really is. Do you see yourself the way that you really are? If you are born again, say amen. If you are born again, it means that there is the Spirit of God on the inside of you. The Spirit of God cannot be imperfect. So there is a perfect Spirit of God in you. Turn to somebody and say, look at me, there's a perfect Spirit of God in me. You may not believe me, there is a perfect Spirit of God in me. You may not be able to understand it, but there's a perfect Spirit of God in me. The children of Israel went into the promised land. And they came back. They said, we have a problem. We see ourselves as grasshoppers. It didn't tell us that the giants saw them as grasshoppers, but we see ourselves as grasshoppers. And children of God, you got to see yourself the way that God sees you. The Bible said concerning Abraham, he was aware of his physical circumstances, but in Romans 4, 20, 21, the Bible said he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced. Another translation says, being fully persuaded that he had promised, he who had promised is also able to perform. Your God is able to perform. Your God is able to perform. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. And if you conceive it, you will deliver it. If you can believe it, you will conceive it. And if you can conceive it, you will deliver it. In the name of Jesus. When a woman is pregnant, there is preparation that is made. Because the babies are coming. Preparation is made. She goes into the store. She buys a crib. She buys clothes. She buys a lot of things. And everybody's excited with her. If it's like they do in America, everywhere you go, people come and they actually touch your belly and begin to speak to the baby. And I've had experiences of people that came from Nigeria to come and give birth. And they're wondering, why are strangers coming to touch my belly? What is the meaning of this? But it's acceptable over there. They do it all the time. No matter what, people are going to touch your belly if you are pregnant because they're just excited for you. So now, all this preparation have been made, but there comes a day that now this mother, this expectant mother has to go into the hospital. And guess what? Crisis starts. It is called labor. So God has destined you for greatness, but it does not mean that you are not going to go through labor.
There's that time that the pregnant woman, he carries the baby to this point, and it's a time that she begins to scream, get this baby out of me, get this baby out of me. I've known women that said, oh no, I'm not going to take any drugs, I'm going to do it naturally. I know that you guys do it naturally here, I'm going to do it naturally, but I've seen situations where they get to a point, give me the drugs, I want the drugs now, I want it now, I want it now, because the pain appears to be so unbearable. But there comes the time that the baby comes out, and the joy of the baby overcomes all the pain of the labor. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Your joy is coming. Your joy is coming. Your joy is coming. Weeping may prevail through the night. Weeping may prevail through the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Your joy is coming. It's a season of joy. Nothing shall limit you. Nothing shall limit you. In the name of Jesus, you are going somewhere. You will fulfill your destiny. You will fulfill your destiny. You will fulfill your destiny. There is a transformation coming into your life in the name of Jesus. You are never alone. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Somebody say, God is with me. God is with me. God is with me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to end with this. With these two prayer points. Two prayer points. Because this is something that God has done for us in Glory House of Prayer. We've seen the babies come. The babies have been coming. The babies are coming. And I release that anointing upon this house in the name of Jesus. If there be anyone that is believing God for babies, in the name of Jesus, this is your season. This is your time. Somebody say, I already have it. I already have my baby. I already have my baby. I'm going to begin to make preparation for my baby in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One other thing that God has done for us in Glory House of Prayer. We came into an environment that we didn't know anybody. We started and practically nobody around that we knew. But each and everyone that came into Glory House of Prayer that is looking for work always found work. If there be anyone in the house that is looking for work, that is believing God for employment, I declare in the name of Jesus, even before the end of this week, you will get the phone call. You will get the phone call. They will come looking for you. They will come looking for you. They will come looking for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Pastor, but I'm a businessman. Your contract will look for you. Your contract will look for you. Your contract will look for you in the name of Jesus. Some said, Pastor, we like this idea of babies are coming, but I am beyond having babies. You know what the Lord told me? He said, new babies are coming. Babies that will come in form of creative ideas. Creative ideas. Ideas are coming. Ideas are coming. Ideas that will take you to the next level. Ideas that will take you to the next level. Ideas that will take you to the top. Ideas that will take you to the next level. Creative ideas. Supernatural ideas. Supernatural ideas. Supernatural ideas. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.